yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far.
I get to work before the sun comes up and I leave long after it's gone down. I haven't had sex in 6 months with someone other than myself. And the only thing in my refrigerator is an old line. Could be a Kiwi, no way to tell.
Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Nick. Better hurry.
But here's the thing. This is just temporary. Quick story. My grandmother came to this country with $20 in her pocket. She worked hard her whole life and never took shit from anyone. When she died, she had turned that $20 into $2,000. That sucks. You know why she didn't succeed? Because she didn't take shit from anyone. The key to success, and they will not teach you this in business school, is taking shit. That's exactly what I've been doing for the last 8 years, and it's all about to pay off.
This is Nick.
I'm this close to getting a big promotion with my own office.
I'll be right there, Mr. Harkin.
Then, all the endless hours and the sacrifice and the shit-eating will have been worth it.
See, this is what concerns me, Nick. You're a punctual guy. You know the importance of being here right at 6 a.m., which is what leads me to think that there must be something wrong with the internal clock on our security system.
May have been a minute late.
Well, no, but according to this, you were 2 minutes late. So either you're a liar or this system is off by a full minute.
The only hitch? I work for this guy, David Harkin, who right now is giving me some fresh shit for being 2 minutes late. He's a total fucking asshole.
And if that's the case, then I'm going to have to fire Thomas, our longtime security coordinator.
May have been 2 minutes late.
Oh, well, then you were lying.
No, I... Who are you calling?
Thomas, I got to let him go.
No, I was lying. Sorry.
You were lying?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It was more of a saying, you know. Might have been a minute late. Literally, truthfully, was 2 minutes late.
Boy, I have to get used to driving with this big heavy ring on my finger.
Come on.
I keep swerving to the left, babe.
When I was a kid, people would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I always gave the same answer.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I wanted to be a husband.
I'll call you when I'm done.
Okay. Have a good day.
I know that sounds weird. Most boys want to be firehouse chiefs or personal trainers, but to me, being a husband was like the highest calling. And thanks to Stacy, that dream's about to come true. Unfortunately, no one's gonna pay you to be a husband unless you marry Oprah, so I had to find a job. Now, I always admired dentists. They're smart, they're capable, they keep your teeth healthy. So I went out and I became one.
How are you today, Dale?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excavator?
Okay, I became a dental assistant.
Excavator.
It's basically the same thing, I just make a lot less money.
Did you ever see that show Gossip Girl?
No.
I watched an episode last night. I fingered myself so hard to that Penn Badgley guy, I broke a nail.
And it would have been the perfect job, if not for one evil, crazy bitch. DDS.
I bet you're no shrimp in the cock department, huh, there, Dale?
Okay, Julia, come on.
What?
I don't feel comfortable talking about that.
Oh, Dale, come on. You know that I like to fool around.
Oops.
Mr. Anderton! Not in the office. This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Probably shouldn't have hit the patients.
Oh, I love this. So festive.
I love my job. If you ask me, anyone who hates their job has no one to blame but themselves.
Right.
We make our own destinies, and I've made a sweet one here.
We have stairs here. You don't need to bring your own.
Yeah, now we're different.
I'm an account manager at a chemical company, and I'll tell you something. The job has its perks.
Hi, can I help you?
I'm good. He's just signing for these packages. Thank you.
Oh, no. I should do this. Reggie, I got this. Thank you, buddy. This is high priority stuff here.
Thank you.
So what's going on here?
Sorry?
Is this one of those hidden camera shows?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, you're way too cute to be just a FedEx girl. I mean, you gotta be, like, a model or actress or something, right? Like, what happens when I open up one of these boxes? Something's gonna jump out, bite me in the penis?
No, nothing's gonna jump out. I'm just a FedEx girl.
Shut up.
Bye.
Have a great afternoon.
I didn't actually sign that form, by the way, yes. So she has to come back.
She's cute, huh, Reg?
Caught another fly on your web. Did you spider?
Hey, Jack. Yeah.
But the real reason I'm here is this guy, Jack Pellet, my boss, the sweetest man I know. He loves me, and I love him. Everybody loves him.
All right, Margie.
Hi, Mr. Pellet. Kurt.
Hey.
I've just been waiting to get in there for a while now.
Who's in there?
It's your son.
Bobby. Margie's waiting. You nearly done in there?
I can't get any privacy around here.
Hey, Margie. Bobby.
What?
Your stomach okay? You seem to be spending more time on the toilet than you do at your desk.
I didn't realize I had to tell you every time I want to take a dump.
And if the worst thing about this job is having to tolerate my boss's dipshit cokehead son, well, it's a small price to pay.
You need me to tell you when I'm going to go pee-pee?
I'm just trying to get you to do your part, son. It's not easy times, you know.
I do my part. I do other people's parts. But it doesn't matter to you, because you just want to ride my ass because I'm your son. You know what? I don't hear you giving dick skin any shit.
Dick skin. Nice.
Kiss ass.
Come on.
Yeah, go on. In you go. Get in the fucking... I'm a green belt, motherfucker.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know you've been working your tail off for that promotion, but I'm not sure I can even consider making you the senior vice president of sales if I can't trust you.
You can trust me.
Yeah, now you sound like my wife.
Trust me. You can trust me, honey. Nothing's happening behind your back. You can trust me.
Meanwhile, she's fucking every guy in the neighborhood.
Oh, you woman?
It's 8:15 a.m.
Well, is there something wrong with a man enjoying a drink in the morning?
No. Thank you. Sure, thanks.
Bottoms up?
Nothing for you?
Nick, it's 8:15 in the morning. I'm not an alcoholic.
Mr. Harkin, the only reason I took one because I thought you were going to have one, so...
You took one because you thought I was going to have one? Is that something you think a senior VP would do?
I was just trying to be polite.
So what? If I was going to put my balls in honey and shaved coconut, you'd do that too?
I would not.
Sure?
Yeah.
Because I've got some coconut.
Anyway, I'm having my teeth whitened on Tuesday,
so you're going to have to get all your work done by Monday, which means you're probably going to have to be here all weekend.
Look, if you want a promotion, you got to earn it. Now, what do I keep saying? Life is a marathon, and you cannot win a marathon without putting a few Band-Aids on your nipples, right?
Right.
Nick, it's 18-year-old scotch. You don't really expect me to pour it back into the bottle, do you?
Water.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if this thing's working. Oh!
Oh my God!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a squirter, Dale. Oh, you know what? Ah, I think I can make out our little friend right there.
Stop it.
Oh, Shabbat Shalom. Somebody circumcised.
Okay. Listen. Can we stop doing this thing here?
Why? Because you have a girlfriend.
Well, she's not just my girlfriend anymore. We're engaged now.
What?
We're engaged.
You said that she was just a hole for your dick.
I never said that. Not really my style.
Shut up.
That's a lot of gas.
That's good. No, yeah. Those are great ideas. Put them down on paper, will you?
Will do.
You're happy here, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Good. You got a bright future here, you know? Someday soon, it'll be you running this place. See you, kid.
All right, now. Drive safe.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He had a heart attack. They said his heart burst in his chest like a water balloon.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, man. I know you guys are close.
Yeah, I love that guy. I love working for him, you know? It's like, awesome. Now his shitbag son's gonna be in charge, and it's like...
That, the cokehead?
Yeah, do you know how many times I've caught him doing blow at work?
This whole thing's a real bummer, Kurt. I'm so sorry. You're the only one of us who didn't completely hate his job. Did I tell you that Harkin tricked me into having a drink at 8:00 this morning? I mean, I work for the Antichrist.
How did he trick you?
I thought he was gonna give you a promotion.
Yeah, no, he is, definitely. That's why he's being extra evil. He knows that this is the last chance he has to make my life miserable.
Right. Unless your boss isn't sexually harassing you.
Oh, my God, here
Don't
we go.
Don't give me shit.
You never get any sympathy out of us for this.
She's going crazy. It's like a totally hostile work environment now, man. It's not funny.
Yeah?
All right, check it out. Today, she starts spraying water at my cross so she can see the outline of my dick.
That's great.
This is not great.
What are you talking about? Why don't you just, you know, just fuck her?
Because I'm engaged to be married and I love my fiance, okay?
That's true.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, what about if you get a different dental hygienist job?
I can't get another job.
No, he's a child molester, right, Nick?
No, deviant. Sexual deviant.
What is it? How do they classify it? Sex offender.
I'm on the registered sex offender list, yes.
You can't get that expunged. All you did was pulled your dick out in a playground.
I was taking a piss at night. There were no kids. All right, you know what? You don't put a playground right next to a bar. It's entrapment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of entrapment, I'm gonna go see that girl about her vagina. Excuse me.
You did say 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Do you know what this is about?
Just a staff meeting on the memo. It's funny how he gets all over my ass if I'm a minute late, but then he makes us wait 15.
You were 2 minutes late, Nick.
Morning.
And I didn't think I had to punch a clock with you.
You don't, sorry.
That's all right, I'll just attribute this to your drinking problem.
Yeah, I don't have
Nick, please, we're in the middle of a meeting.
Sorry.
Morning, everyone. So, I have finally decided who I want to be our new senior vice president of sales. He's right here in this room. It's me.
What do you say?
I've decided to absorb the responsibilities of the senior VP position into my own. I've realized that if you want to get something done right, you've got to do it yourself. So I'm going to be breaking through the wall of the office that would have been the senior VP's and make one huge, enormous office. However, I will only be taking 85% of the additional salary I'm entitled to, and that is self-sacrifice, people. Learn from.
Fucker!
Son of a bitch!
So fucking fired!
So, meeting adjourned.
Mr. Harkin, can I speak to you?
Yeah, sure, what is it?
You know, for months you've been hinting that I was in line for that promotion.
And look how hard you've been working.
What, you just lying to me?
Lying? No, Nick. Motivating. I mean, look, we're all part of the same team here. Plus, you know, I'm the one who's going to be doing all the extra work.
You know that last month you made me work so late, I missed saying goodbye to my gam-gam?
I'm sorry, what?
My grandmother. I told you that I needed to see her because she was very, very sick. You said if I left early, I'd get fired. And she died before I made it to the hospital.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I had no idea that you called your grandmother Cam. Sorry. Sorry you didn't get to say bye-bye to Cam Cam. I'm sorry. But I needed you to stay here and work late because you were an invaluable member of this operation, and I need you in the position that you're currently in.
Well, tough shit, okay? I've been in that position for 8 years now. Why would I stay here after being treated like this?
Well, because I'd make sure that nobody in the industry would ever hire you again.
Bullshit.
No, because they're going to want my letter of recommendation, right? So I'm perfectly willing to write that you are an insubordinate, dishonest drunk.
You can't do that. That's not true.
Let me tell you something, you stupid little runt. I own you. You're my bitch. So don't walk around here thinking you have free will, because you don't. I can crush you anytime I want. So settle in, because you are here for the long haul.
Yo. Dickwall, what the fuck?
What?
3 hours late. What's the deal?
I was at your father's funeral.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that excuse would have flown when my dad was here, but I'm in charge now.
That excuse wouldn't make any sense if your dad was still here.
Whoa. In my office now.
Yes.
Sit.
Not a dog, Bobby.
Good boy. I've been looking through the books, and you're the accountant. Tell me, why is this company in the crapper?
Well, we're not in the crapper. It's a recession, but we're still profitable.
Bullshit. Look, I know you and my dad were pals, okay? And frankly, I always thought it was a little bit weird and gay, and I have no idea why he thought you were so fucking special. But that doesn't matter now, because he's in the ground, and guess what? I'm your boss, and there's gonna be some changes around here.
Can't wait to hear him.
Okay, first things first. Envirotech Waste Management. What the fuck is this about? It's costing us a lot of money.
Your dad made the choice to dispose of our chemical waste responsibly. In order to do that, you gotta spend a little more money.
Bolivian said they'd do it for a third of the price. I'm gonna hire them.
No, you can't go to them.
Why?
We shouldn't do it because they're gonna endanger thousands of local residents.
Oh, I give a fuck. Some local tribesman gets cancer. Cry me a fucking river.
They're not tribesmen. It's a modern society.
Do I look like I fucking
care? Okay, all right, look, Bobby, your dad told me very clearly that he would rather die than save money and hurt people, okay?
Well, guess what? Looks like we're right on schedule, doesn't it? Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, we gotta trim some of the fat around here.
Trim the... What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people.
What?
They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at. You can start with large Marge. Marge,
can you come in here, please?
No, Margie's not fat. She's pregnant. I'm not gonna fire her.
Well, fine.
Stay where you are, Marge. Congratulations.
You can fire Professor Xavier.
Who are you talking about? You mean Hank?
Fucking creeps me out, rolling around all day in his special little secret chair. I know he's up to something.
I'm not gonna fire anyone.
Oh, you're not gonna fire anyone?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. You know, it's like you don't care about this company at all.
No fucking shit, I don't care about this company. Why, you this is just an ATM to me. You think when I was a kid, I dreamed of running a fucking chemical company? No. I dreamed of being on a beach with a model serving me tropical drinks. That's what I dreamed of. That's exactly what's gonna happen as soon as I squeeze every bit of profit out of this fucking company. But first things first.
You either fire the fatty, or you fire the cripple, or I fire all three of you. Do the math. One loses the job, or three loses it.
Well, tell him to leave his handicapped parking pass here as well.
Come in.
Julia, you needed to see me.
Oh, shit!
Uh-oh.
We have a seat, Dale.
Do I have to?
Please.
Sure. It's a little ridiculous, but...
Look, Dale, you know, I know that I like to fool around at work, right? And I might even, you know, I might even cross the line a bit. But the last thing that I want to do is make you uncomfortable. I mean, it's just not professional, you know? And I pride myself on being a professional. So from now on, what I would like you to do is just tell me, you know, when and if I cross the line. Okay?
Okay. Now.
What?
Well, now you're kind of crossing a line. Because you're naked.
Not naked, Dale. Can you see my pussy?
True. But I think, even really saying the word pussy is that's what.
That's crossing the line?
A little bit.
Starting to sound like a little faggot there, Dale.
There we go. That one's, another one. Probably a legal thing to say, too.
Okay, let's not talk about illegal, mister. I like to pee on little boys.
You know, it was an empty playground in the middle of the night.
Well, that's even weirder. That poor child must have been terrified.
There were no children, no kids in the park. Why do people think that there were kids in the park?
You know what? Forget it. Listen. Let's just cut to the chase. All right, mister? You're engaged now.
Right.
And I respect the institution of marriage way too much to violate it. So that's why you're gonna have to fuck me well before the wedding. Because the closer we get to this date, the less ladylike I'm gonna feel about it.
Julia, I'm not gonna sleep with you.
We'll see about that. Get out.
Could you do the,
I'm such a sucker. Harkin was never gonna promote me.
That coked up prick is gonna ruin Pellet Chemicals. He's just gonna fire everybody.
She stood there with her breasts right in my face.
Yeah, you know, yours doesn't sound that bad.
I'll stop bringing it up. I don't understand why you guys don't just quit. Julia's the only one who would hire me. You know, are you registered sex offenders?
Thought about it, but that would mean going back to school, changing fields, starting from the bottom. Who wants to do that?
You know, what the fuck do I care about protecting Pellet's name when his own son doesn't, you know?
There's gotta be like a million jobs out there.
Right? You can find another job.
Is this really happening? Look at this!
Oh!
The Three Musketeers, Nick, Kurt, and Dale. Look at you guys hanging like high school.
Oh, shit!
What's
Kenny,
up?
Kenny Somerville.
Yeah, I love
Kenny Somerville.
In the flesh, boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I heard you moved to New York.
Yeah.
Working at Lehman Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, I did. They hired me right out of Yale.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Well, don't you guys read the papers? They shut us down.
Yep.
Right.
I did see
Whoops.
That.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I've been looking for work for like the last 2 years. It's crazy. I can't even get a job waiting tables. Oh, you know what, though? I would fucking murder those Lehman Brothers if I could.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't even pay for this fucking drink.
Well, we'll cover it, right?
Seriously, you guys think you help me out here a little bit?
Beyond the drink.
Maybe some extra scratch, if you got it.
Of course. Danny, I had no idea it was that bad, buddy. Yeah. Like, that's 15.
Do you have change for a 10?
No, I don't. You know what? That's probably not going to cut it. So I'll tell you what. How about I give you guys some hand jobs?
What?
$40 a piece. We could do it right here in the bathroom.
I don't think so.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
Kenny.
Hey!
Oh, shit.
Come on, man! I told you no more handies in here!
If you guys change your mind, I'm staying at my mom's house.
Okay.
Maybe don't quit your job.
So I guess we're just gonna be miserable for the rest of our lives, huh?
That's yep.
The
deal?
That's where it's looking. Well, why is that? Why are you saying that?
Well, what do you mean? We don't have many options, do we? Think about it. We can quit our jobs and turn to Kenny. Or keep our jobs and just become spineless losers that end up spending their entire day dreaming of ways to kill their bosses.
You do that too?
Of course.
Sounds a little sick.
It's not sick. It's just a way to blow off steam.
It's not like we're going to actually kill our bosses.
Good.
Though you would have to admit that our lives would be a hell of a lot easier if our bosses weren't alive.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, if we could do it, and none of us get caught, would you guys do it?
No.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah. It's not murder if it's justified. Justifiable homicide, that's a thing, right?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
If one evil person has to die for the greater good, so be it. You know, Bobby Pellett is an absolute monster. He's a fucking jerk. You know, if he has his way, he's gonna end up killing thousands of innocent Bolivians. Technically, I think it's immoral for me not to kill him.
So I should kill Harkin for not letting me say goodbye to Gam Gam?
Yes. Yes, you should.
All right, but I don't care how bad our bosses are. I mean, we're not murderers.
Julia is ruining your life, you know? That's wrong.
That is
You know?
Wrong.
It's affecting your possible marriage.
Come on, she's not ruining it.
Would your life be easier without Julia in it?
Okay, you're right. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go over to Julia's house, maybe I'll slash her up, and I'll put her in a box, and I'll mail it to you two tough guy mafiosos. I'm done with this conversation, and you're paying for dinner because you've upset me. You're paying, and I'm finding a cab somehow.
I was just speaking hypothetically, you know.
Me too.
Guess who?
Look, I'm really kind of not in the mood for this.
Not in the mood for what?
Hi!
Hi, babe.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I invited her.
Yes, she called, and she said that now that we're engaged, she wanted to offer me free dental work. And you know, I have that loose filling.
Yeah.
It really was so sweet of you,
oh,
Julia.
Please, come on, Stacy. It's my pleasure. You're part of the family now.
But, I don't know if it's a good idea, sweetie.
Oh, why not?
Because we're mixing pleasure with business. Business and pleasure. We're taking advantage of Julia.
Tail? There's nothing that you could do ever that would be taking advantage of me. Okay?
So sweet.
All right, you. Let's go say we pump you full of gas, huh?
Okay.
Okay. Fuck me.
10, 9, 8.
And what are you doing with your hand there, baby? Okay.
7.
But put your hand in a safe place because there's sharp tools here. Oh, there she goes. Hey! What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, you're gonna give me that dong, Dale.
My dong?
You're gonna fuck my slutty little mouth.
You hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
Let's have sex on top of her. Let's use her like a bed.
Get down, get down. Now,
hey!
Get off her. God damn you! That's it, okay? You know what? That's crossing the line. So I'm done, Julia. Fuck this, dude. I'm out. I don't need this job, so goodbye. I'm quitting. I'm done.
I'm gonna tell her you fucked me.
What?
If you don't fuck me, I'm gonna tell her that you fucked me.
Okay, tell her whatever the hell you want. She's not gonna believe you.
She already knows that you're a sex offender. And I think once she gets a look at these, she's gonna believe me.
What is that?
Do you remember your first week here, Dale? When I changed the crown on your second bicuspid?
Yeah.
Well, I just took a few pictures of the procedure.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh no.
Oh.
Ooh. You did all this while I was unconscious?
Ooh, mm-hmm, yep. Oh, that's my favorite.
Rape.
What?
Rape, rape. Oh, that's a rape. This is what raping is. You're a raper and you've raped me. That's a rape!
Oh,
rape!
Oh, just relax there, Jodie Foster. Your dick wasn't even hard.
That does not give me any relief.
But it will be next time, and if it is not, this little sweetheart right here is going to get a peek at my little photo album. So, please prep the patient for the bite wing x-ray. I'll be back in a jiffy.
What bitch?
What bitch? Guys, my boss. Our boss is going to die. You were right, man. We should do this thing.
We were drinking last night, okay? And you yourself said that killing is wrong.
I know. But that was before Julia tried to fuck me on top of Stacy's unconscious body.
Really?
Yes, dude. She's gone fucking batshit crazy. She took a bunch of photographs of me.
Where are they?
They're going to ruin my life, man.
Where are they?
I can't show them to you.
Ah.
It's a whole thing. Look, are you guys in or are you out?
I was in last night. Nick, what do you say? Let's do this.
Please, let's go.
Nick, come on. Seriously. I mean, what about your grandma, you know, Booby?
Gam Gam.
Whatever it is, she didn't get to say goodbye to her favorite grandson. Why? Because his dickbag of a boss wouldn't let him leave. Right? What would Gam Gam want you to do?
She wouldn't want me to kill him.
Okay, forget about Gam Gam. She's dead. You gotta accept
it.
Yeah,
don't
right?
get all hung up
this
like
this. About you, Nick. Okay, what do you want?
Well, obviously, I want him gone.
Exactly! Right? Okay, so let's do this. How do we do this?
Well, I thought about that, right? Now, you know, Stacey and I, we watch a ton of Law & Order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's all sorts of ways that the bad guys on the show, they mess up, right? They leave behind skin cells and bullet casing.
Sperm.
Yeah, that's actually, most of the time it's sperm.
Silent killer.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, we're not qualified.
Right.
We gotta hire a professional.
Are you talking about a hitman?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a really good idea. Yeah. I mean, we don't clean our own apartments or cut our own hair. No, we pay someone to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you two gonna find a hitman?
Why don't you guys leave that up to me, okay? I got this whole thing figured out. I'm gonna give you a call tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you where to meet me.
Why don't you just tell us now?
Because I don't have it figured out.
Ah.
But I will.
Followed? Why would I be followed?
People follow people in these types of situations, man. You sure you weren't followed?
Oh boy, what people?
Just take one quick look around, make sure no one followed you here.
Let's put this down.
Look around, make sure someone... Calm down!
That's what you get!
Dang.
Now shut the door, take the chain off, and let me in.
I pissed him off already.
Already? What the hell's going on with you, huh? What are we doing here? Hey.
Well, I don't want an assassin in my apartment.
We don't want this guy knowing where we live, right? Use your head.
Hang on a second. You guys already went ahead and found someone and was coming here?
Big time.
Not we. Dale.
I found a guy. Yeah. And it was pretty easy. It's easy as buying a used futon.
You found a hitman online.
Yeah. And they don't write hitman, right? Because that's dumb. So they use little code words like wet work, right? Liquidation. Check them out.
Skilled professional with years of experience in domestic and international wet
work.
Fast and discreet, no children, no political figures.
That last
part was important to me. When I saw that, I thought, okay, this is a good idea.
I still feel like we should have got a cheese plate or something for this guy, just to make this...
2020 hindsight.
Is that him?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was definitely a car.
Oh. He looks like James Bond.
He really does, dude. Oh, I bet he carries one of those guns that you screw together.
Yes.
Those are like the coolest guns they make, man.
It's so dangerous. What if that is an undercover cop?
Oh, come on.
Better yet, what if it's a real thing? He charges so much money, we can't afford it. He gets pissed off, kills us.
He's not gonna kill all three of us. Hold on.
That's a thing?
Could that happen?
Gotta let him in now.
Okay, how's my hair?
What do you mean, how's your hair?
It doesn't matter. Okay, let's do this. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Dale.
I am the one they call Dale. Please come in.
Thank you.
Are all three of you participating in this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Well,
Yes. Very well.
Now, before we go any further, I need to know if there are any hidden recording devices in the room. I will find out if there are.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would, but there's none, because that would be stupid of us, and we're not stupid.
Silly move.
It's a no.
Then let's get started.
I love this guy.
This is the real deal. I mean, this guy is totally legit. And you do know that we just want to start with the...
Whoa. Hey, wait, what's this for?
For the mess.
What?
Wouldn't want to leave a stain now, would we?
Oh, my God. I knew it.
Who's first?
No, who's first? No, you...
No,
we don't want you to kill us.
Yeah, we want you to kill another person. If anyone's first, probably
listen,
him.
Oh,
no,
God. Listen,
gentlemen. What are you talking about?
Your ad said you do wet work.
That's correct. I urinate on other men for money.
What was that?
What'd he say?
I think he said he pisses on dudes.
Why else do you think my ad was in the Men Seeking Men section?
Where was it?
You fucking idiot.
Could you be dumber?
Why were you looking in the Men Seeking Men?
Looking for a man!
How do people let you work on their teeth?
They don't, actually. I just hand the tools to Julia.
So mad at you right now.
Are you telling me that I've driven all this way and nobody wants to get pissed on?
Well, it's not our thing.
Sorry about that. Can I use your toilet? I stored a rather large amount of pee for this.
Sure. Yeah, it's right through there. Knock yourself out.
Oh, and by the way, I still want my $200.
Understandable.
Sure. We insist.
$200, huh?
$200 to kill three people?
I thought it was such a good deal.
You dipshit. It reflects poorly on me that you're my friend.
You know what's going on in there?
Yeah, let's just go.
That was almost all over us.
Okay, I'm gonna take the blame on that one.
You bet your ass you will.
Well, yeah, you should take the blame.
And you're buying dinner.
It was an honest mistake.
Not okay? How you find a killer.
Oh, you know how to find the killer?
Yeah, I bet I... Yeah, hey, you know what? Yeah, I got an idea.
What are you doing?
Good evening, Mr. Buckman. Thank you for contacting NavGuard. My name is Gregory. How may I be of service this evening?
Yeah, Gregory, me and my buddies are looking for the most dangerous bar in the city. Can you help us out, please?
We're going to dinner.
That's a good idea.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're looking for a bar filled with, you know, criminals, low-life thugs, hardcore shitheads.
Let's
what do you got for us?
Go to a restaurant right now.
Oh. I'm afraid our listings are not organized by danger, sir. I do see there's an Applebee's 3 blocks from your current location.
Perfect.
No, not really helpful.
They're not exactly the kind of shitheads we need. Anything else?
Well, I could direct you to a neighborhood with the greatest number of carjackings.
Now we're thinking
That's
outside the box.
The right
I want to go to dinner.
I love it.
That's probably the right neighborhood.
Very good, sir. You may wish to lock your doors.
This is worse than getting pissed on. I'd rather be pissed on.
You're kidding, Gregory. This is a bad part of town.
Yeah, well, you can stay on the line. You're still there, right?
I'm still here, sir.
Just keep us on the line.
I'm always curious about these things, but is your real name Gregory?
No, sir. My real name is Atmanand.
How do you get Gregory from that?
Oh, Gregory was assigned to me by NavGuard.
Why did they let you use your real name?
They say many Americans find our real names hard to pronounce.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to play by their rules anymore. From now on, I'm going to call you Atmanand.
All right.
Atmanand.
What is it?
Atmanand.
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 Well, I'm going to call you Gregory, because that name's a fucking nightmare, buddy.
Mm. You heard his feeling.
I didn't hear anything. You have arrived at your destination, sir.
All right. Well, thanks, Gregory.
You're welcome.
This is a really bad idea.
No, this is a great idea.
Are you just gonna yell out anybody here kill people for money?
No, it's a terrible plan.
No, but follow me, I got this.
Where are you going? I don't feel as though we should stay.
Alright. Oflex?
Sure.
Hola. My man. Hey, does anyone here kill people for money? Kurt!
The fuck you just say?
Oh, no, it's not a race thing. I believe that society discriminates and disenfranchises you folks.
You folks?
Subtle.
Man, I'm a small business owner. What the hell you call disenfranchised?
Well, not you in particular, I guess, in that instance.
Oh, yeah. Right. You mean all black people?
Yes.
No!
I'm gonna be in the car.
Oh, little baseball bat.
I didn't mean to offend you. I'm sorry if that's what happened here, okay? If you knew me better, you know my heart was in the right place.
In about 5 seconds, your heart gonna be in the wrong place.
Four, three, I got it. Two, okay. Let's roll.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Bye. It's you.
Don't say a word. I know.
Hit the button. Hit the button.
Guys, I don't know. Should we quit?
Yo.
Yeah, definitely.
Think I can help you, boys.
Is that for us?
Here we go.
Not interested. Thank you. Hey. Oh, let's follow a strange guy into a dark corner.
Somebody told me y'all was looking for somebody to help y'all with some business.
Yep.
Well, are you a businessman?
Yeah. Motherfucker Jones.
How's that?
Motherfucker Jones.
Your first name is Motherfucker?
Last name Jones. You got a problem with that?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Cool name. Yeah. Is that like on your birth certificate, too?
No, goofball. My real name is Dean.
Dean Jones. That's the same name of the actor in Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, he's not gonna know
who
that is.
I know who he is, bitch.
Sorry.
I can't walk around this fucking neighborhood with that Disney-ass name.
How'd you get the nickname Motherfucker?
When I was a kid, I snuck into my mother's bedroom.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
She was laying there naked.
Dean.
She had been drinking all night.
Yuck.
And then I snuck up behind her.
Ah.
And then I slipped my fingers into her purse.
Purse? You said purse.
And I took her money, the whole week's pay. I really fucked her over, and that's how I got the name Motherfucker Jones.
Right. Yeah. You know, they should call you Motherfucker Over Jones to avoid confusion, right?
What's the confusion?
There's right, no confusion.
Here we go. We're going to get back on track here. Sir, we each have a boss. That, you know, there's three bosses, and it would be best if those bosses maybe were no longer
around anymore.
You know?
Killed.
Got the cheese?
We got the cheese. What kind of cheese are you thinking?
What is that, three hits?
Yeah.
That's
30 large.
Whoa, hungry.
That's us.
A lot of cheese. Okay.
Oh, here's an idea. If you kill two, could we get the third one hold the cheese?
It's no negotiations. 30 large or nothing.
Well, it's more cheese than we've got.
Okay, then it's 5 large now.
Then we're in. We're in.
Well, we're in.
I mean, but hang on.
Come on.
It'd be awful if it was traceable back to us.
I don't even know your names.
That's rude. This is Dale.
Don't say my name.
Shut the fuck up.
He means it like...
Listen, bring the money here tomorrow. I'll take care of the rest.
You want in something specific, like a shoebox, duffel bag, something like that?
Just be here with the fucking money.
Yeah.
Put it in a briefcase.
Thanks for your time. Here we go.
Is the briefcase coming out of your end? Now there was a time when you loved me so. I could have been wrong. Now you need.
We didn't even need a briefcase because it's a small stack of money.
It's okay, so we're okay getting the briefcase. It's fine. It's all right. We're okay.
What is your projected outside date of completion, motherfucker?
I just got back from doing a dive for some real nasty shit.
It's 10 years. I know what it is.
They're looking at me. I'm on probation, and if I step out of line,
going back.
All right, understood. Period? End of story?
What does that mean?
Wait, I thought you said you were going to take care of this.
Yeah, I took care of it. I'm going to be your murder consultant.
I'm sorry, but, no, man, right? That's not cool.
You don't shut this fucking hamster up.
Call me hamster now.
Easy,
come on.
Easy, easy, easy.
No, it's just upsetting.
No, it's somewhat accurate. Look, that is not what we talked about, motherfucker. All right, so how about we just take the money and we'll get
out of
here?
How about you go fuck yourself? No refunds.
That's $5,000. If you think we're just going to walk out of here and let you keep that.
I think you can get
it. Okay, can we grab him quickly? That's... Jesus. Mr. Motherfucker, please, don't shoot us. Let's just talk it out.
Listen, $5,000 is mine. I don't care what you said. Now, either you can take my advice or you can get the fuck out of here.
It's a terrible deal.
No, we should listen to him at least.
$5,000 worth of advice?
Yeah. Most killers are first-timers. You want to pull off a brilliant murder, you got to act like it's an accident. Failed brakes, gas leaks, suicide. Okay, if you do it right, you ain't even got to be there when it goes down.
Oh boy, that's five grand worth, huh?
It's kind of obvious. Pretty information, isn't it?
Sounds like Scooby-Doo. How are we supposed to fake three accidents?
When you stalk your prey, you gotta be smart. Find out where they live, find out their habits, what's their hobbies, what they like, what type of food they like. Find out who they fucking.
Word.
You know, find them vulnerable.
That's like I have a job, you know?
Yeah, that'll be
what's
fun.
That surveillance
that's
recon?
What we're hiring.
I'm way
so you want to suss
that
out.
Way too busy.
Smart.
Listen, even if you pull it off perfectly, if you crackers got motives, the po-po,
that means police,
will still pin it to you.
We all have clear motives for killing our bosses, so this is not going to work. This is garbage.
I got it. Why don't you kill each other's bosses?
That's actually a good idea.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, right?
I didn't see that. They do that
the
now?
Danny DeVito movie. It's a funny one.
Yeah, what? That famous Alfred Hitchcock Danny DeVito movie. That's
one.
The one he's... Come on.
What?
Come on. You're thinking Throw Mama from the Train.
That's what it is.
I saw that. That I saw.
That's a good movie. That's the one you're thinking
of.
It's the same
enough?
Idea, though, basically, right? I mean, if we kill each other's bosses, there's no link to us.
Exactly. $5,000 well spent, right?
No.
That's
not at all.
Sure. A waste of money.
You're too fucking bad. Get out.
Hello.
Hey, I'm outside. You ready to do a little recon?
Yeah. I have to get Harkin to let me leave a little bit early.
Why? What's the difference? It's not like he's going to be your boss much longer.
I'm going to be down there in 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes it is. Bye. We'll be down in 3 minutes.
Dude, these seats are crazy comfortable.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know.
Go.
Worst report I ever read in my life. You nimwit. You're such a fucking queen. Do you have a parking space? Because I'm going to take it away from you. I don't know who is it, but your mother that knows my wife, how you got this fucking job. I don't even understand.
What the hell? Sorry, everybody. I've been fighting that bug all day.
Let me get back to work.
No. You're disgusting. Go home. I don't want you getting anyone else sick.
Probably best.
So take all your work with you and have it on my desk 6 a.m. Monday.
You got it.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mr. Harkin.
And don't forget to take your fucking trash can.
Yeah, no, that's mine.
Goddamn Harkin.
I know, but sometimes on some streets, evens are on the opposite side.
Never. They never have, and they never will. They're just kind of...
Which one?
Don't stop right in front of it.
Which one? Stop right there. Right there.
Okay, boys. We wait till Pellet makes a move, then we tail him, all right? It is on like Donkey Kong.
Hell yeah, man!
Here we go, huh?
I'm fucking pumped.
Oh my God, this sucks.
This is horrible, man.
Are we even sure this guy's home?
We should go check this out.
Yeah, we can probably look, right?
Oh my God. All right, what do you guys want to do? What's the plan?
Let's look through this window right here.
No. No, let's ring the bell. If we hear any movement inside, we'll know he's here.
Look through the window.
No, it's not a bad idea.
Right here.
Dude, the chances are he's not even home.
Hey.
I haven't seen any activity in this house.
What are you doing? You're not going to ring the doorbell?
Stop. I didn't make it in! I'm sorry, guys. I didn't make it in.
You in?
Yeah, I'm okay. Jesus Christ, the guy was a fucking bear? I'm breaking and entering here.
Oh, look at this. Look at this place. It's awful. It's like a douchebag museum. It's like we stepped inside the mind of an asshole.
Shit, man, he's got a foosball tape.
Dale, don't touch anything. What are you doing? Get your hands off that.
Fingerprints.
Yeah, fingerprints. Oh, my God. We should be wearing gloves.
We don't have... Oh, here. I know. Use your sleeves. Use your sleeves.
What? What are you using for gloves?
Yeah.
Come on.
I can see my fingerprints from here. This is no good.
What do we do? What's the plan?
We're here to get some intel.
Intel?
Yeah, short for intelligence.
I know what it stands for. Then why did you ask?
Why are we talking about this? Let's split up.
Right. Let's in and out, in and out. We'll find something good.
Split up.
And we're in and out of here.
Stop chatting and start looking.
We're committing a crime. This is a crime.
Whoa.
Nick.
Yeah.
Now this would count as intel, right?
Holy shit, that's a lot of cocaine.
Have you ever seen this much cocaine in your life? That's gotta be worth, what, 10, 15,000? Oh, I blew it. I blew that, didn't I?
Don't inhale.
Grab the box and I'll scoop it in.
I really don't want to touch it.
I don't have sleeve gloves.
Get something to scoop it in.
So bitter.
In the bus, you go, go, go.
All right, let me try this. Look out, let me try this.
Yeah, that better
watch
work.
Watch out.
There you go.
I don't know.
Go slow.
Get on the couch. Stop helping.
Probably should have emptied the dustbuster first.
Is that what you think?
I was thinking that on account of the dust.
Well, I've heard of butt floss, but this is ridiculous.
Get a sifter or a
colander.
Colander would be good. And I'll start picking.
That'll do.
I feel like everything's gonna work out, you know? Cause I'm like a machine, you know? Look how fast I'm picking out the scrap, you know? I'm moving like super fast. I can't even feel my nose.
Can I get in here? Do you wanna know what's weird? Yeah. That I feel like I should be panicking right now. And I am a little bit, but it's in a very, very good way.
Yeah, but you're not,
it's like a good kind of panic. It's like I feel like I wanna die right now, but I also feel very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Hey! What are you guys doing?
Nothing. But you know, before we go, I just wanna take one more quick dump.
Take a quick dump and I'm gonna do push-ups. Cause I gotta get fit.
What the hell have you guys done?
I'm feeling good, dude. You want to help me clean? Like, we bond over this. This is like friendship stuff. We broke
Dale.
Into someone's house, man, and it's like kind of the most amazing experience of my life. We broke into a man's house,
Dale.
And suddenly I'm like an expert at sifting cocaine. It's amazing, dude. Come here and help me with this.
I cannot believe we weren't better prepared. That was completely dangerous and a total waste of time.
Mm. Well, no. Actually, not a total waste of time.
Look what I got. Not bad, huh?
What is that?
Is this his phone?
Yeah, that's his phone, all right.
You steal this?
I sure did. It's got his contacts, schedule.
Very nice.
Thank you.
No.
What do you mean, no?
That's a crime. No one said we've been stealing.
This is a good grab.
We broke in. You guys did cocaine.
You're right. Two, three crimes.
He's all jitsed out. Just ignore him.
We're literally in the process of getting ready to kill three people, and you're going to give me shit about stealing a fucking phone?
Run it by me if you're going to be stealing stuff. You got
to run it by you.
Run it by me.
Okay, Nick, will you hold this for a second?
What are you doing?
Don't run. I'm not gonna run anything by you. I'm not gonna run anything by you. Dickhead.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
I know. That's what we're talking about. Do you want to go check out your boss now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let's
I
do
guess
it.
We should.
You don't punch the driver.
You don't punch a fucking driver, man. Come on.
Coke down my fucking bed. I'll punch whoever the fuck I want to.
Hey,
Be very cool.
Good.
Be very quiet out
there.
Calm down, Dale.
You know what? Hang on a second. Dale, dude, hold it. Last time the three of us did this, it was very
messy.
It
was awesome. It was exciting.
No, it was clunky as hell, dude.
Here's what we're going to do. In the event that Harkin is not here, just me and Kurt are going to go in. You're going to stay out here, not go in, and be our lookout.
What? Are you kidding me? That's awesome. I love that. The lookout. I don't know what the guy looks like, though. I don't
know
what your boss looks
like. See anybody, just assume that it's Harkin. Send us a signal, okay? Have a seat.
Okay. I'm gonna honk the horn 6 times.
God
damn it. No.
Did he say six?
Something much more subtle.
That's too many.
More subtle.
Mm-hmm.
4 honks?
Can you honk once?
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
People honk once all the time. You're gonna be running in and out of the house.
No, it's you.
Come on, man.
Dale, 2 honks.
That kind of tone's gonna get you nowhere. Okay. All right, 2 honks. Fine.
Just 2 honks. Little tap, tap.
Okay. 2 very long, very slow honks.
Check this window over here.
Okay.
There's nothing on that side.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone in there.
I think he's definitely out.
Maybe we can find a way in upstairs.
Yeah, or maybe there's a window open. Or better yet, that makes things easier, huh?
I like the way you think. Move.
No, don't do that! Hey, God!
Oh, shit. I broke a rock. Can't believe
it. Please tell me you realized that was a key thingy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You weren't just gonna, like, throw a rock through the door.
No, of course not. No, I wanted to open it.
Like a real cat burglar. Wow. Just recon now, okay?
Hey, take this. I want my hands free.
You broke it.
God!
Okay, just a cat.
Out of nowhere!
Just a cat. We're all right. We'll go upstairs. Let's look upstairs. Come on.
They call me hell! They call me Stacy! That's not my name! That's not my name! That's not my name! That's not my name! They call me hell! They call me her! They call me hell! They call me Stacy! That's not my name! That's not my name!
God damn it! Jesus, how many cats do they have?
It's the same one, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Quick little bugger, huh?
Hey. Shit, is that Harkin's wife?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh man, she is hot.
She sure is. Here we go.
Tell you what, I'd like to bend her over a barrel and show her the 50 states, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
That's a saying.
I don't think so.
No, it is, it is. Yeah. No, people say that.
I haven't heard it.
I've definitely heard people say that.
I'm not gonna argue with you. Let's continue the recon.
Well, that's definitely a phrase.
It sure isn't.
Yeah, it is. It's from a book. The Great Gatsby, maybe?
All right, let's just look for an address book or a day planner or something, you know?
Okay. You know, it's too bad we're not looking for cats. These people fucking love cats.
Hey, schmuck face.
You want to tell me what you're doing? Littering on my street?
I think what happened was that the wind blew it out of my hand.
I don't care if the wind blew it out of your twat. Now, why don't you take this piece of shit car and get off my fucking block?
I don't know why you're mad at the car, but I don't think we should get hostile right now.
Hostile?
You want to see hostile? How about I go in my house and I get my...
What's going on, dude?
Peanuts?
Penis? Oh, peanuts! That was a peanut butter sandwich. Are you not good with peanuts? What are you pointing at? What's going on? What's here? Oh, I got it! What do I do? Pop back. Okay, hold on, I'm a slow reader. Okay, dab it in your chest. Okay, I got you, ready? You good?
Whoa, dude, come here, hurry. Look at this.
that Harkin?
That's Harkin?
Dale's killing Harkin?
I'll hit you again, okay?
What is he doing?
He's really doing it?
This is the recon
stage. Holy shit. We gotta get out of here. Come on, we gotta go. We gotta go.
I'm pushing on it. Okay. What about little jabs? Little jabs? Look at your dad.
I think he's doing okay. I hit him with a stick. Do you know this man?
Of course he's my husband, sweetie, honey. Sweetheart, are you okay?
There he is. Hey!
What did you do to me?
I saved you with your thingy. It was incredible.
Oh, my God, sweetie. He saved your life. He saved his life.
Okay. Let's go.
What's with the hugging?
Saved your life, man.
Oh, sweetie, I am just so grateful that he was here. You could have died.
Yeah, I'm sure you are grateful he's here.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you know this guy?
No, I don't.
Are you fucking this guy, Rhonda?
No.
What were you doing out here? Waiting to fuck my wife?
Dude, I just met your wife. I don't know what the fuck's happening. You want your thing back?
You better get the fuck out of here.
No problem.
Dave, what are you? You should be thanking this young man. Why? Why are you being so suspicious?
Why? Because I know you sleep around in me.
It's ridiculous. Really?
I mean, you realize we're all going to jail because of a fucking idiot, right? Man, I can't go to jail. Look at me. I'll get raped like crazy.
Fuck, me too.
Yeah, totally.
I'd get raped just as much as you would.
No, I know you would. Of course
you would. You think you're more rapeable than I am.
Hey, Nick, I'm not saying anything like that, okay?
You're pretty close to saying.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit! Did you guys see me out there?
Yeah, we saw you, Dale.
Shh.
Yeah, we saw that.
How cool was that?
Wasn't cool. At all. We come out here to gather information and you start stabbing Harkin to death in front of the whole neighborhood?
That was Harkin?
Who'd you think you were stabbing?
I wasn't stabbing anyone. He had an allergic reaction to some peanuts and I rescued him, you know what I mean? He had a little allergy shot on him and I jabbed him with that, but I was just saving his life. Saved a man's life.
Wait, hang on a second. So my boss, who we're thinking about planning to kill, is dying in front of you and you saved his life?
Well, that sounds bad when you say it like that.
Okay. Can you open the door?
That's not cool.
But I didn't know it was Harkin.
Hit the button.
See, this is why I need to know what people look like, man. You know what?
Can we just give him a timeout just for 1 second?
Make up your fucking mind. It's like, what is this?
You got to admit that we did get some pretty good intel tonight, right? I mean, Harkin is deathly allergic to peanuts, and Pellet's got a huge stash of cocaine.
Are you playing this game? Really?
So then all we got to do is figure a way to get peanuts somewhere into Harkin's house and then put some poison in Pellet's coke, right?
It's very easy for someone to just think that Pellet got a bad batch of cocaine.
Are you seriously locking me out of the car like we're in eighth grade?
Okay, but what about Harkin? He's probably always got that injector thing with him, right?
Doesn't shower with it.
So then we'll put some peanuts or something inside his shampoo, I guess?
It would be a couple of fatal accidents that we're not even there for.
Motherfucker Jones would be so proud.
Yeah, he would.
Getting old.
What do you do about Dummy's boss, though?
Well, I'm gonna stake her out tomorrow night at the bottom of it, right?
Man has his limits.
That left a fucking dent. Get him fucking home.
Very funny. That was very funny, guys.
Dale, we have one thing to figure out, if you can help us out. If Nick and I were in prison, who do you think would get raped more?
Nick.
Really? Why?
Because it's about weakness and vulnerability, you know?
Good
That's
call.
How it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it probably would be Nick.
Locked out of the car. It's bullshit.
It's a perfect day to turn away and run.
a murder, not a cocktail party.
I know that. You don't have to announce that to the world, okay? There was a great deal on nuts. I'm not going to pass up on savings like that.
Okay, so this is it. Right. I'm doing Pellet. You're going to do Harkin, and you're going to get some intel from Julia, right?
Copy that.
See you on the other side.
It's a perfect day to hide down in my home. It's a perfect day and it's taking its toll. It's a perfect day to waste away your perfect mind to me. Just another perfect day, but before you know it's gone.
Hey, how's it going over there?
What do you know about Julia?
I've learned that I gotta switch dentists
because this woman is unbelievably hot.
How's it going over there?
It's just I'm waiting for, you know, Pella to sleep or leave or just waiting. Wonder what Dale's doing with Harkin.
It's gonna be really hard. And we're gonna have to work at this every day, but I wanna do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day.
Give it to me. Jesus, where does this guy get the energy? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dale. I don't think I can do this.
I know you really hate Harkin, but...
I don't think I can go through with it, man.
Yeah.
I know. I've been thinking the same thing.
Yeah, let's just call it off.
What the fuck?
What?
It's Harkin. He's here.
He's at Pellet's? Why?
I don't know. He's walking right up to the front door.
You think he's on to us?
The fuck do I know?
What?
Jesus Christ, Harkin just shot Pellet.
Are you sure?
Holy shit, Pellet opened up the door. Harkin shot him once in the chest. He fell down, he shot him again in the head.
He shot him? Wait, what's going on? I don't understand. What's going on? He shot him? Nick, say something. Nick, talk to me. Nick, what's happening?
What's going on with Pellet?
How's Pellet doing?
Still pretty fucking dead, Dale. Somebody sees me. Meet me at the bar. I gotta call Kurt.
Yeah. I'll meet you there. I might throw up a couple times in the toilet here, but then I'll meet you. I'll meet you there.
Oh, Toyota.
Let's all stay calm. We'll figure this out. Okay?
Calm.
Give me a break. Just like I get shot an hour ago.
Yeah, I know a guy you were going to kill anyway.
Well, listen, I don't know about that. What do you mean, don't know about that?
I don't know if I had it in me.
I didn't have it in me. I freaked out. I panicked. I got out of there.
What? Are you fucking kidding me? You can't change a plan like this at the last second. But you think when it really came down to it, you'd be able to kill Julia?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you're right. It is a little hard to imagine killing her now.
Now? I mean, what does that mean? You sleep with her?
No.
Listen to me, dude. Sleep with her, dude.
Such a mess. I know, but this time it wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
You will absolutely okay. be no, no, a look, suspect look, 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 if you try and kill her.
Now. Okay, at first I was surveilling her, like I was asked to do.
But
okay.
That was all you were
she's
asked
incredibly
to do.
Hot.
Don't talk about how hot so she is, you fucking goddamn she bastard.
She really is hot. Next thing you know, she starts deliberately undressing.
Come on,
in front of her window with the lights on. It's like she knew I was watching her.
What is deliberately undressed?
Like, very slowly.
You accidentally get undressed?
Her shoulder moves.
Okay,
like, it is clearly putting on a show. Then next thing you know, she makes herself a little snack.
Does she have a nice chest?
A popsicle. Then a banana.
Come on.
And finally, a hot dog. I mean, come on.
No, I don't believe your story.
Three penis-shaped foods. That can't be a coincidence, right? And eating them in that weird order, that's not a proper meal.
It's cold to hot.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So you took the penis foods as an invitation to fuck her.
No, no. God, no, no. No, I took her invitation to fuck her as an invitation to fuck her. She, like, lured me in.
All
it was
right,
like one of these things.
There's definitely something clinically wrong with you.
And you're a fucking whore.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
Okay? Look, your problem's solved. She's not going to mess with you anymore, I guarantee you.
Can we move on to the business at hand? Let's talk about what happened to Pellet tonight.
All right, okay, let me think here. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Here's my idea. We call the cops with an anonymous tip.
Right.
All right, we tell them that Harkin killed Pellet. Boom, Harkin's in jail, Pellet's in hell, Julia's had the crazy fucked out of her, and all three of us have our problem solved.
Good work, an anonymous tip. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be from a payphone, though, so it's not traced back to us.
Exactly.
Good, let's take my car. Let's
go. Let's do it. All right. Where do you even find a payphone these days?
There's a ton at the bus station, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the mall, there's probably...
What is this? What is this? Is that for us?
Oh, shit.
All the way down.
Right there.
Are you the owner of this vehicle?
I own it.
We got an APB on a gray Toyota Prius, license 2 Whiskey Alpha Quincy 233.
How come?
Hang on, man.
Did I talk to you?
No.
That's this car.
Yes.
Tell me how I can help.
Well, a traffic cam caught this car fleeing from the scene of a crime tonight. Would you know anything about that?
I don't know why it would do that. I mean, I don't know. What happened?
Have you been drinking?
Nope.
I smell alcohol.
This guy in
That's
the
me.
Mouth. I'm Beth in the back.
I'm gonna need you to follow us to the station.
Officer. My man.
I cannot believe I let you talk me into this whole thing, man. I cannot fucking believe it.
Are you kidding me? We were being hypothetical.
Oh, you were being hypothetical?
You want to explain why you were doing 61 in a 25 zone? One block from the victim's house, just moments after he got shot dead.
I was drag racing. I'm a drag racer.
You were drag racing? Mm. In a Prius?
I don't win a lot.
Here's what I don't understand. You were at the crime scene. Hour later, we find the car, and you just happen to be hanging out with this little freaky motherfucker, a registered sex offender.
It was an empty playground.
And this guy, who just happens to be working for Pellet Chemicals, the victim's company.
What? My boss was murdered? Oh, wow. What were you doing in his house, Nick? Why were you there?
Where were you during the murder?
I was making love. I was making love to a woman. Yeah. Murdering some ass.
Detectives?
No, I have a question. If one of us knew, you know, who the shooter was, and he was willing to serve you that perp on a platter, he would be entitled to some sort of immunity, right?
No. He would be entitled to some jail time. Because if he knew who the shooter was and didn't tell us, that would be obstruction of justice.
Well, then I'm glad none of us know who the shooter is.
Listen, if you think we're going to believe that this is all just a big coincidence, we're going to be here for a long time.
Okay, wait. By saying we're going to be here for a
long time. You're implying that we're not allowed to leave, which would only be the case if we were under arrest. Are we under arrest?
No. We just brought you in for questioning.
Well then, ipso facto, you don't have sufficient evidence constituting probable cause for an arrest warrant.
Not yet.
Well, then, pursuant to the Fourth Amendment, I believe we are free to go. Are we not?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically is good enough for me. Gentlemen, we are free men. Let's go. We gotta get back to your car.
Yep,
sure. Just keep moving.
You get a cab or something? Get the train? What do you want to do? Have you ever been on the subway in this town? There's a subway, you know that?
That's pretty great, Dale. Where'd that come from?
Law and Order, okay? Nice you can talk. Learn some stuff yeah. watching Law and Order, yeah. so no one giving me shit about it. Yeah, we did show them.
You were about to turn us in.
No one's gonna turn. Maybe there's a few conversations about riding each other out, but it was gonna be fine.
Yeah. Hold on. That's for you, hotshot, speeding and running a red light. Now, you boys don't get too comfortable out there. Our forensics team is sweeping the pellet house right now for DNA and fingerprints. And I tell you something. They don't miss shit.
Go.
Why would you put his whole bathroom in your ass?
I didn't know I had DNA in my butt.
You're lying. No. You know there's DNA in your butt.
I didn't.
You just like shoving shit in your ass, you fucking pervert.
We are lawyering up, man. That's it.
I don't have money for a lawyer, okay? I bought a very expensive ring that I can't afford, and then I gave the rest of my motherfucking money to motherfucker Jones.
That's who we should talk to.
Sure, why not? He's covered us this far, right? $5,000.
No, no, $5,040 with the briefcase.
Will you shut the shut fuck up about that case?
Hey. Hello, motherfucker.
Hey.
Back. Who's back?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that strangers on the train shit?
Didn't work out. We actually need your help.
One of our intended victims killed one of the other intended victims.
Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's gone bad.
You guys are some fucking evil geniuses.
Well, thank you, yeah, but actually we had nothing to do with it. See, we don't know why it happened, all right? Then the cops, they bring us in as suspects, and Kurt's DNA is all over this dude's apartment because they shoved the toothbrush up his ass, all right?
That's
so,
enough.
Well, I'm trying to give him the whole story.
I got you. First thing first, we got to handle business. I need $5,000.
No.
There's going to be no more money.
No.
$2,000.
There's nothing.
$5,000.
No way, motherfucker.
No.
Pay for my drinks.
Pay for his drink, yeah, pay for his drink.
I'll do that.
I'm not a very good negotiator.
Listen, the guy that killed the other guy that you were planning on killing, are the cops after him?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't suspect him.
And this is what you need to do. Get him to confess to the murder while you're wearing a wire.
A wire? We can do that. Yeah. That's easy, yeah.
Is that how they got you when you murdered somebody?
I never murdered nobody.
Sorry?
I never murdered anybody.
Wait, no, you said you did a dime for some pretty nasty shit.
It was some nasty shit. Does that mean I murdered somebody? Where do you hear murder?
But you certainly implied it.
I didn't murder someone. What'd you do?
All right, listen, get up. You guys ever see the movie Snow Falling on Cedars?
No.
I've never seen that.
I love that movie.
I know it.
Well, what happened was is that I took a video camera into the movie and I bootlegged it. It was waiting right outside the exit.
You did 10 years for video piracy?
Yeah. They take that shit so serious.
Not that seriously.
We've been taking murder advice from some guy whose biggest crime is taping an Ethan Hawke movie.
So you do know the movie.
I know
the movie.
Everyone
I know
knows the movie. Yeah. That's not the point.
I know who's in it.
You tricked us, motherfucker. All right. Hang on a second. Something doesn't stack up quite right with this, all right? So you just call yourself a video pirate, right? Pirating the high seas of a video sea? Why do you carry a gun on you, Mr.
Gun.
Video Pirate?
Yeah. A gun?
Yeah.
It's my cell phone.
It's a sidekick. I'm gonna be in the car.
Oh, shit.
Well, you grab at it like a gun and you confuse people. God damn it, I feel like a moron.
Let's go.
You are a moron. Look, you don't go into a bar and hand a guy $5,000 just cause he's black.
No, never that's a black not what it's about. Thing. No, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Dale.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Okay, tape recorder is ready to roll. I got some fresh batteries in here.
All right.
It was a pretty big investment on my part, so I feel like I should be the one who does the tape recording.
No way. No, I'll do it.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you're going to have to duct tape that to your chest, bud.
I can't tape this to my chest. I have hair all over my chest.
Just put it in your pocket and then tape it to his chest.
So what do? We wait for him to come home. Maybe we grab, like, an office chair or something. One of us gets in the chair, spins around, and, like, dramatically confronts him.
Great, I'm in the chair.
Nick's in the chair, okay?
Why do you get to be in the chair?
He's my boss.
Wait, he's making a good point. Maybe we should get three chairs and all spin around at the same time.
What?
Confront him like that.
That's not intimidating. That's like a musical number.
Watch out for the cat.
Surprise! Oh! Okay. It's a false alarm. Just mingle, mingle, mingle. Hi. Who are you? Come inside. Come in. Close that door.
Yeah, come.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. You're the young man who helped Dave out on the street the other night, right?
That's him. Yeah, that's who I am. How is he?
He is great, thanks to you. Thank you. Did I invite you here?
Well, you did and you didn't.
I work with your husband, and we're late. I'm Nick. These are my plus twos.
He's in the garage.
Oh, we should hide. We should hide. Everybody, come on in. Someone get the lights. Get down, get down, get down, get down, get down.
I'm Kurt, by the way. I didn't get a chance to introduce myself formally at the door.
Oh, hey, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Very nice to meet you.
Hi.
You know, Nick didn't tell me that his boss was married to a model.
Yeah, not a model.
When did you quit?
God, I hate that!
We got you, huh, honey? So you were surprised?
Yeah.
Look, sweetie, everybody's here.
I'm gonna put my stuff down. She knows I hate surprises.
I think we got him. We got him good.
Okay. He's gone off on his own. This is our chance.
Okay. Good. You guys ready?
Yeah, very ready. Very, very ready.
Stay close. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Arkin. I cannot believe my wife invited you. And what the hell are you doing here? Come to stab me a few more times?
We know what you did.
What does that mean?
We were there. We saw you kill him.
Really? So what is this then, your little shakedown? You think that you can blackmail me because you saw me kill my wife's lover? Say his name! What?
That man you killed, you say his name.
Pellet? Trust me, Pellet's name means nothing anymore.
There it is. Thank you. Let's do it, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on. Where the fuck is Kurt?
I killed Pellet.
Hold that thought. I'm missing one guy, my friend Kurt.
I walked right up to his door. I put a gun in his chest and I shot him. And then you know what? You know what I did after that? I shot him again. And let me tell you something. I liked it. So if you think that I'm some sort of pussy who won't do exactly the same thing to a couple of lame-assed blackmailers, think again.
Do you want to know who really thinks you're a pussy? My friend Kurt. Let me go grab him.
Yeah, you know, you are pathetic, Hendricks. You walk into my house on my goddamn birthday and pull this shit. Well, let me tell you something. You're dead. You. And you. And
Kurt,
dead men.
Hey, I didn't know it was your birthday. If you want, what's he doing?
What do you got there?
Just getting my gun. Only take me a second.
I'm gonna bring the car. Get the gun. I'm gonna go. You had him with the whole goddamn thing. What the fuck happened to Kurt?
Hey,
here you are. Where the fuck were you?
My stomach was bothering me. I had to use the bathroom.
He confessed everything, and now he's getting a gun. You
God
fucking
goddamn it, Kurt. What happened there?
Oh, she was giving me a tour of the mouth. House.
Stop right now!
Look, I wasn't thinking, okay? I'm sorry. She's just very hot. And I'm weak. I'm a weak, weak man, okay? I admit it.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
They found my DNA.
Back it up. They found your poop brush! You're obsessed with your asshole!
No, I'm not.
It was a prank.
It was a prank.
Shut it down. Let's start talking about where we're going to live. Because the current situation won't work.
Exactly. There's going to be cops everywhere.
Are you talking about fleeing the country?
Damn right I'm talking about that. I'm talking about Canada or Mexico.
That's right. Make a choice.
I can't live in Mexico. I mean, I can't handle the food. My digestion alone, I'll probably die.
You'd rather be in jail for the rest of your life?
I'm going to blister off like a...
Shut the fuck up.
I'm getting a call. I got to get this. Hello?
Hello, lover.
Look, Julia, now's not a good time to talk.
Hey, I'm not here. I'm not here.
That's okay.
You know, I actually meant to call your home phone.
You know.
Tell Stacy about this.
No. Don't do that. Wait, you gotta wait.
Learn the metric system. We gotta buy coats and sweaters and learn hockey and all that shit.
No, I think I've waited long enough, Dale. I'm sort of tired of you toying with my emotions.
I'm not toying with you. I'm gonna take care of it.
Wait. What are you gonna do to me?
I'm gonna have sex with you.
What?
I want you to give me details, you little pussy.
And please be explicit.
You want details? I'm in a car with people, and now's not a good time for details.
I don't care if it's not a great time.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna make you feel good, you know, with my fingers and my tongue and whatnot.
I know you can do better than that.
All right, I'm gonna put my penis in your pussy, Julia.
Oh boy, that's gonna get me down.
What the fuck was that?
Slap me in the face with your cocktail?
Yes, I'll slap you in the face with my cock!
That's
I will slap
crazy.
You all over your face with my cock!
Don't hit your back! Go time!
Okay, more Dale.
I will go up and down on you, and I'll rub my naked butt against your naked butt until it's raw and red! And we're both really chafed up real bad!
I'll see you Friday, dirty bird.
Good Friday! See you Friday! Nice job fucking the crazy out of her, Kurt!
Oh, sorry. Maybe I should have been dancing on her boobs.
Maybe I should have.
That's very good driving, by the way.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Mr. Bachman.
Yeah, hey, Gregory, how are you?
Our onboard sensors report that you've had a collision.
Well, that's because we have a crazy man just hit us.
I will alert the authorities and direct them to your location.
Hey, listen, don't call the cops. They're already after us.
Yeah, no, Gregory, they think we murdered someone. Right. I do not call the cops.
What's going on? Why are you slowing down, Kurt?
No, I didn't do that. No, the engine died.
I have remotely disabled your engine.
What?
It is standard nav guide protocol whenever a driver has committed a crime.
I pay $19 a month for this fucking service.
Please remain with your vehicle. The police will be arriving shortly.
Gregory, that's for our fucking friend.
Damn it.
Get out of the car, all of you. Come on. Come on.
Okay, remember I saved your life that one time?
Shut up.
Okay.
Just take it easy.
Shut up. I got 6 bullets in this gun, which means I can shoot all of you twice, just like that bastard pellet, if I really wanted to. But I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to shoot us twice, or you're not going to shoot us? Be clear.
Shut up. I got a better idea. I'm going to tell the cops that you killed Pellet. And when I found out, you tried to kill me to shut me up.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Because I don't see one shred of evidence that proves that I shot Pellet. And besides, I'm the guy with the bullet in his leg.
What?
Oh, God, that hurts so much, son of a bitch. Catch!
No, don't catch! God damn it, Dale!
You see? You can't win a marathon without putting some Band-Aids on your nipples.
What's that, man?
Watch this.
Everybody freeze! Drop the gun! Thank God!
Thank God you're here! These guys, they shot me!
That's not true!
That is bullshit. True! That is not bullshit! I found out they murdered someone. They tried to shut me up. Please protect me from them. I have a wife and a cat.
All right. Take it easy. Hey, call for an ambulance.
Hey, what is this?
Nothing, it's just a tape recorder.
Oh, shit! It's a tape recorder!
That's a tape recorder.
Oh, no. Sure,
turn that off.
No, no, it's been recording the whole time!
Okay, so listen to us, officer.
Hands off!
Okay. Listen to us for 1 second. He confessed to killing Pellet.
Yep.
He said he shot him twice, and he was going to shoot us once or twice. He was unclear about that
That's
part.
That's right.
You were insane.
Just play the tape.
Play the tape.
But all those people are just right outside.
Your balls are so smooth.
Wait a minute. Is that my wife?
No, no, of course not. No, let's move past that.
Jam my skull into the crack of your ass, and I'll dance on your boobies, and I'll jump up and down on your butt.
What the fuck is this?
Well, don't judge me. I have a thing going on with my boss. It's really none of your business. If you could get to the end...
There's nothing on here.
Shit!
What happened?
The thing must have stopped recording when we crashed.
Yeah, right before this guy supposedly confessed.
I told you, these guys are liars. They cannot be trusted. They shot me in the leg. They killed a guy.
He shot himself!
Right, I don't need to hear anything else. Cuff him.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to cuff us because
Oh, my God, we're going to jail. We're going to jail. Unbelievable.
It hurts. It hurts so much.
Excuse me, officers. I should mention that it is Nav Guide policy to record all conversations for quality assurance.
Who the hell's that?
That's our Nav Guide rep.
Hey.
His name is Almanand.
Atmanand.
Almanand.
Atmanand.
Atmanand is what it was.
Atmanand.
Atman. Gregory, play what he said.
Play it just after the crash.
Very good, sir.
Oh, come on. You're not going to listen to this. This isn't evidence.
I got 6 bullets in this gun, which means I can shoot all of you twice, just like that bastard Pellet, if I really wanted to. But I'm not going to do that.
That's it.
So is you.
That is not proof. That's just a car. You're not going to listen to a car.
Looks like I'm getting that promotion after all.
Yeah. Oh, and to answer your question, that was your wife.
You fucked my wife?
I fucked your wife.
Everybody fucks my wife.
How you like them nipples?
Did you just do a catchphrase?
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting. Yeah, so I caught it. Yeah.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
Felt like a moment.
And happy birthday.
So in the end, we didn't wind up going to jail. Well, actually, we did later on that night when they brought us in and booked us. But since we led the cops to Harkin, they ultimately agreed to let our other offenses slide. And strangely enough, lucky for Kurt, there's no laws in the books against putting people's toiletries up your ass. Anyway, with Harkin in his new position on all fours in prison for 25 to life, Comnadine made me acting president. It's a great job, I got a solid raise, and I'm actually my own boss. Well, except for the CEO.
Morning.
Oh, morning. You must be Nick.
I am.
Well, it's great to finally meet you.
You too, Mr. Sherman.
Please, Lou.
Okay, Lou. I want you to know that I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me. I won't let you down.
I'm sure you won't, son.
From what I hear, people say he's the nicest guy in the world.
Mr. Sherman, I'm sorry your coffee was cold.
Lou?
Most people.
Mr. Sherman, I'm hungry. Can I come out now, please?
You hear that?
No.
Sounds like there's someone in your trunk.
Nick, why don't we let this be our little secret?
I need a shower.
Yeah. Turns out my new boss... is a twisted old fuck. Meanwhile, the Pellet family put the most senior person in charge of the company, which wasn't Kurt. But he was okay with that, because he realized that when you're the boss, sometimes people want you dead.
Hey, Kurt, come in.
Margie, I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And if there's anything I can do, obviously, to help you out before the baby gets here, just let me know.
What baby?
Your baby.
I'm not pregnant.
So I'm just touching you. Yay.
Julia, I was thinking perhaps we could drill the patient first.
And Dale? Ultimately, he decided his only choice was to screw Julia after all.
You just continue to surprise me. You dirty, dirty little man.
Just you wait.
You like that, Dale? You like that, Dale?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, gosh, do I wish I could have sex with Julia.
What?
I'm so sorry, did I keep you together as a baby?
She was talking to your penis.
Who are you?
Julia. This is my good friend, Kenny Somerville. Most likely to succeed.
Give me some of that.
Don't you touch me.
Now, Kenny here
He'll do just about anything for $50.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and it's not pretty. But that's why I asked him to help me frame you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is this all you've got? Your word against mine?
Oh, well, don't forget about that guy. Say hi to my cameraman. He's filmed a lot of Hollywood hits.
You're a sick little bastard. You are a sick little bastard.
Shut the fuck up for a second, Julia.
Would you tell me to...
Julia, shut the fuck up for a second, all right? Now, here's what's going to happen, okay? I'm going to take a very nice, very expensive two-week vacation with my fiancé. Let's call it a honeymoon, all right? And you are going to pay for it. Then I'm going to return to a rape-free workplace, all right? Because if you so much as look at my sexy little ass, Julia... I will have yours locked the fuck up, you crazy bitch whore. Oh, that felt good. How you like me now?
How you like me now? How's your hair? Is it good? Is it great? It's not as bad as his, is it?
I had no idea that you called your grandmother. This place is awful. It's like the sharper image took a shit in here.
A 540 with the briefcase?
Oh, shut up about the briefcase. I'm gonna put that briefcase up my ass. I'm gonna put that briefcase up my ass.
That's good.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah,
he's good.
Or else little Stacy here is gonna get a little peek at my photo album.
One more. Let's fix this.
Have you ever in your life seen this much? How you like me now?
How you like me now? How you like me now? That's...
Now I'm sneezing dust bunnies. Is that diabetes?
I'm a pharmacist, not a doctor.
Is that my brain? Take my temperature. Have you any roofies?
I want a lollipop.
Do you like karaoke?
Do you have MDMA?
I'll suck you.
What is your projected outside date of completion, motherfucker?
Give me that again.
Oh, hi, hi, hello.
Wouldn't mind bending her over a barrel and showing her the 50 states, right?
I don't know what that means.
It's a phrase.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. Yeah, it definitely is.
Really?
Yeah, it's from a movie.
Mm-mm.
It is now.
Beautiful. This is how it goes.